Nathan Zagura here with the FanDuel Fantasy Minute for week number 5 so you can be sports rich. All right, let's get started at the quarterback position with Derek Carr of the Oakland Raiders. Carr coming in red hot, throwing 8 touchdowns in his last 3 games alone, and he goes against the San Diego Superchargers defense that's given up over 320 yards passing in 3 straight games, multiple touchdowns to the quarterbacks in each of the last 2, quarterbacks averaging well over 20 points per game against San Diego, so get Carr in there. At running back, Jordan Howard, the rookie in Chicago, opportunity knocks. Jeremy Langford got injured. Howard was in, rushed for 113 yards in his last game against the Detroit Lions. His first game, really, as the main man, chipped in another 3 catches for 20 yards receiving. So a great total yardage day there. He goes against the Colts. First of all, the Colts have allowed every opposing primary runner to pick up at least 13.5 fantasy points against them. They're averaging about 18 points a game against the poorest run defense of Indianapolis. Secondly, the Colts played in London, England last week. They've got to fly back to the U.S. They're going to be tired. They cut 2 defensive starters. It's chaos. I think Howard runs wild. And finally, we'll stick with another Jordan at wide receiver, Jordan Matthews of the Philadelphia Eagles. He's been the top target for Carson Wentz. 2 touchdowns in 3 games with Wentz under center, and he's got a good matchup himself with the Detroit Lions this week. The opposing number 1 receiver has been over 100 yards in each of the last 2 games against the Lions and is averaging 22.5 fantasy points per game in that stretch. And if you need a Cleveland Brown, caw-caw, caw-caw, put out the bird call and get the crow in there. He's the second leading rusher in the NFL, tops in the league in terms of yards per carry, and he's taking on the New England Patriots. Every running back who's had at least 10 carries against the Patriots has produced at least 12 fantasy points this year and is averaging about 18 per game. For the Browns to have any success on Sunday, they're going to need to lean on Crow and Duke Johnson and that ground game. And I know people say, hey, he's going to see a lot of 8-man fronts. That's okay. That's where his biggest runs have come in 2016. That's the FanDuel Fantasy Minute Plus, and that's how you can be sports rich.